We were discussing there the rising cost of living, and Electric Ireland has become the latest company to announce an increase in gas and electricity prices. The company said it'll increase its residential electricity price by 23.4% and gas prices by 24.8% from the 1st of May. Let's talk to our economics correspondent, Robert Short. Again, I suppose no great surprise at this announcement from Electric Ireland. They're the third major utility energy supplier, I think, at this stage now. Is that right, Robert, to hike prices?
That's right, Brian. So we had Bord Gáis Energy being the first out of the traps about just over a week or so ago. And then Energia last Friday announcing their increases. So the increases announced by Electric Ireland today, which are probably the biggest, at least the biggest electric power supplier in the market, that's going to add, on their estimation, €297 a year to the average electricity bill, and just over €220 a year to the average gas bill. Marguerite Serres, the executive director of Electric Ireland, said in a statement that the company was acutely aware that the rising cost of living is causing difficulty for households, but they blamed the unprecedented and sustained volatility of wholesale gas prices over the past 12 months. So the same old story there. Mm-hmm. The quantum of the increase is, you know, broadly in line. You'd have to get into the detail of individuals' billing situation, but Bord Gáis Energy, they were up electricity 27%, gas 39%. Energia, they described theirs as an average 15% increase, but in terms of, you know, on an annual bill, their electricity bill, €247 per annum and about €180 on top of an annual gas bill.
Yeah, and I suppose if the traditional advice is to shop around, given the fact that we're seeing these increases now from all the major suppliers, the options in terms of trying to get a better deal do narrow.
Well, look, the advice is always to shop around. However, you know, I don't think there will be a gas or electricity supplier out there who is not going to have to increase their prices based on the wholesale price of both gas and therefore, as a consequence, also electricity. I suppose where you could make the savings are in the margins in terms of how you can adapt your usage. So you might get a better deal on nighttime electricity if that suits you, if you can kind of plan your life around that. Also, you know, maybe some other kind of savings to be made in terms of gas on a dual bundle. But, you know, that's where it starts to get into a little bit of detail. And really, it's up for people. It's up to people themselves really to shop around for that. But, you know, the savings are going to be on the margins because we're looking at, you know, broadly similar double digit significant increases in prices. And it is based on what's been happening in the wholesale markets. And, you know, we were speaking last Friday where I was saying that the prices had come off slightly from their peaks in and around the start of the Russian invasion to Ukraine. They started to tick up again, even just as late as today. And that's as the result of the latest iteration of the energy crisis, which is that the Russians are now demanding payment from their Western customers in rubles. This has caused a row, and the German economy minister, Robert Habeck, just today announcing the start and the implementation of an emergency plan and even warning German customers that they could face gas rationing and that they should be prepared for that. That has caused, you know, a lot of jitters, as you could expect, on the markets, and the wholesale price of gas is up again.
Robert Short, thanks for that.